Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. Her face is a map of the world, is a map of the world. Man, don't we all need a good soundtrack to get us going? This tune was the opening credits to the movie The Devil Wears Prada. Each of the thinly veiled Condé Nasties working for Vogue, getting decked out in their clothes that kill. You also need killer music on the ice if you're an Olympic ice skater. And for Olympian Johnny Weir, it was Chopin. As a kid, he imagined himself landing perfect jumps to. Nocturne No. 20 in C sharp minor was his Olympic soundtrack, Dream Come True. But for Korean athlete Yuna Kim, different dream. Bond, James Bond themes produced a gold medal in the 2010 games for her. How to choose music for an audience, music that speaks to your own lifelong dreams and separates you from the pack. Challenge well known by Christy Yamaguchi, the 1992 Olympic gold medal winner in figure skating. Hello, Christy.
Hi, great. Thank you.
So what are the athletes doing right about now? Are they picking their music? Have they already picked it and they're just trying to live with it, maximize it?
The Olympics at this point are about a month away. So the skaters have really, most of them, I would say probably 99% have been practicing to the same music this entire year and have done at least 2 to 3 competitions to kind of showcase it and test run it, as you may say.
What was the biggest risk you took in your skating playlist, do you think?
I would have to say, you know, it was a little bit more in my younger years, but there was one year that I skated to the theme song from the Jetsons. So, you know, it kind of was cute and a fun personality, but it was kind of a risk, yeah.
Let's hear it. That sounds kind of skatey. I sort of get the flow there, right?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I didn't have the vocals for my competitive number, but, you know, it was peppy. It was upbeat, but, you know, I think the judges kind of like, well, that was a little, you know, kitschy and, you know, maybe next time stick to the classical music or whatever. So it's hard to please everyone.
Those picky judges. Maybe they concluded you were a robot as a skater, which probably wouldn't have been positive.
Yeah, you're probably right.
All right. You also chose one other cut, which suggests just how out of the box you can be. What's that?
You know, I remember another kind of polarizing routine, and that was the ice dance team of Paul and Isabel Duchesnay. And it was in the 1988 Olympics. It was called Savage Right. And it was really innovative at the time. And I think people either loved it or they really disliked it. It was just very, very different for an ice dance team and, you know, very, very risky. But, you know, it's always about pushing the sport forward, I think, and trying different things.
Well, let's hear it.
It's clear that they have set a style and are committed to it.
They've set a style and are committed to it, which is a code for saying we have no idea what they're doing out there, right?
Right. Possibly.
Were you a lover or a hater of this?
You know, it was kind of one of those things that you saw and was like, I can't quite get it. And then my subsequent time seeing it, because I watched it more than once, it's hard not to appreciate it and appreciate the creativity in it. So I kind of liked it.
So is the music you won the gold medal to in the 90s the soundtrack for your finest moment, or do you never play that music ever again?
You know, it's a special music still. And, you know, my short program was The Blue Danube. And I think it just showcased, I think, my skating at one of its strongest.
Well, congratulations on your playlist and your medal winning.
Thank you very much.
Christy Yamaguchi is the 1992 Olympic champion in ladies' singles figure skating. Thanks so much.
Thank you.